Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. My name is Ruth Adams, and I'm coming to you today from our homeschool room and recording a podcast on the topic of pride versus humility. I am a homeschool graduate and a homeschooling mama to 7 children ages 3 to 18. I have been married to my husband Matt now for nearly 20 years, and together we are seeking to disciple our children for Christ and encourage other moms and dads in the homeschooling journey. My husband Matt wrote a book titled Ordinary Homeschool Dad, aimed at encouraging ordinary dads that they can lead their families and engage in homeschooling even when they have busy jobs that take them away from home. In his short book, he gives practical ideas to dads on how they can help their wives and lead their families spiritually. I wrote a book about my legacy in home education called Legacy: Reflections of a Homeschooling Mama. In the book, I share my journey both as a little girl being homeschooled and now as a busy homeschooling mama. I also share practical helps for managing the busy family and taking every opportunity to disciple the hearts of our children for Christ. You can find both of these books on Amazon and also through Family Renewal and Sony Elise. If you are a regular listener, you know that we start each episode of the podcast with a scripture verse, and today our verse is Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, before jumping into our discussion on pride versus humility, I want to take a minute to tell you about a really great online homeschool conference beginning today, Monday, July 22nd. This week, over 50 speakers are going to be sharing workshops to strengthen you in your homeschool journey. You can click the link in the show notes for today to register. The great thing about your registration is that it is going to give you lifetime access to all of these workshops. The over 50 speakers presenting are giving lectures or workshops on a wide range of topics pertaining to homeschooling, and I think you will glean a lot of wisdom and encouragement. I am presenting one workshop for this conference titled 7 Keys to a Successful Homeschool Year. I'm going to be watching the other speakers throughout the week because really, no matter how long you have been homeschooling, you can always use fresh ideas and encouragement. So I hope that you can join me for the Back to Homeschool virtual conference starting today. Again, you can click the link in the show notes to register. Well, one night recently, I was reading in a treasured devotional my husband gave me last year for my birthday. This devotional is called Seasons of the Heart, compiled by Donna Kelderman, and it is a compilation of old writings from women of the past. This particular writing is called If Pride, and it was written by Anne Dutton, who lived from 1692 to 1765. Anne was a pastor's wife, a writer, and a hymn writer. Her writings impacted evangelical revival both in England and in America. So that gives you a little background on the lady who wrote this short devotional. I thought this was so good that I just want to read it straight from the book. I'll read it through and then make some comments on pride versus humility. So here I go. This is titled If Pride, and at the top of the page, Jeremiah 9:24 is written out. I'll read that. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So what does the Lord delight in? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. If pride is so great a sin and has in it such a fullness of malignity against God and man. No wonder that the people of God are tempted to it by Satan, who hates God and us. Hence, we may learn to admire the infinite wisdom and love of God, which devised and provided a way by and through the death of his only Son to save his people from this abominable sin, to save them from its dominion here by grace, and from its very being hereafter in glory. Learn we hence the infinite mercy of the Redeemer's blood, which atoned for this sin of an infinite guilt and reconciled such children of pride to an infinitely holy God, and which cleanses us continually from the filthy stains of this deep-dyed iniquity. If pride is such a great iniquity, let us bewail it bitterly. Humble ourselves before God on account of it deeply. Wash in the fountain set open instantly, and entreat forgiving and subduing grace constantly. And let us rejoice in Christ Jesus, who, when we fall even into this sin, is our righteous advocate with the Father, who pleads righteously and for our salvation prevalently. Again, if pride is such an abominable sin, let us set ourselves against it with all our might, or rather, to oppose and destroy it, let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And since we cannot serve God as we would and should in the church militant while this subtle, potent sin works within, let us long for the church triumphant and the nobler joys and employs of the saints in glory, whereby pride or by any other sin we shall dishonor, wound, or grieve our great and good God, the God of grace and love, no more, forever. So that was written by Anne Dutton many years back. Let me read that verse again that I read at the top, Jeremiah 9:24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Okay, thank you for listening to that devotional. And now we're going to go on with our discussion about pride versus humility. I just really wanted to share that. It touched my heart deeply. I think that pride is one of the deadly sins that so easily can bite and lead our hearts astray. As I have watched various ministry leaders fall into sin through the years, I have often seen a root of pride that went before their fall. I think pride can be so deceptive, and it is easy for us to not even recognize that it's creeping up. We can be prideful in so many areas of our lives, and it seems that pride and idolatry often dwell together. John Calvin said the heart is a perpetual factory of idols. And what he meant by this is that we as humans tend to make one thing or another an idol of the heart. And then I think we become very prideful of those idols. And sometimes we don't even recognize the pride. But we can idolize good things and become prideful of those things. It can be easy to become prideful over our possessions and the blessings that God has given us. All good gifts, every good and perfect gift is from above, but we can take those gifts and then become prideful about them. We can be prideful of our large families. We can be prideful of knowledge that we've gleaned, of a ministry God has entrusted to us, of our skills in various areas, of achievements that we see with our children. Maybe we're prideful of an understanding of theology, and on the list can go. And we can think that we've conquered pride in one area only to find that it's creeping up in another. Proverbs 8:13 states very clearly that God hates pride. It says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way in the froward mouth do I hate." Sadly, I think our nation has forgotten that God hates pride with its demonstration of pride during the month of June. Arrogant pride is never a good thing, and certainly not when it is boasting pride in sin. May the Lord have mercy upon us. May we be crying out to Him for mercy and for revival in our nation. The Word of God calls us as Christians to be a humble people, and this is only possible by the working of the Lord in our hearts. Whereas we're told that pride goeth before a fall, we're also told in 1 Peter 5:6 that God exalts the humble. What a contrast. So in 1 Peter it says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." The world tells us to believe in ourselves. The world tells us to follow our hearts. But God's word says that our hearts are desperately wicked. The world tells us to make our dreams come true, and on with the humanistic ideologies. But God says, humble yourselves. We as Christians are called to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We are called to live for His glory and not our own. This is so countercultural in today's society. But this is God's call on His people. And I just think sometimes we just need to be reminded of this. This is what our Creator and our Savior expects of us. He wants us to walk in humility, not in pride. Here is another verse calling us to humility or meekness in James 3:13. It says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." So in application here, I think we as parents need to be praying for humility before God and man and our own children. Our children need to see us modeling humility. We need to ask their forgiveness when we fail them, when we lose patience with them, when we don't follow through with what we said. And I think when they see us practicing humility, it will build their faith in us and also strengthen our relationships with them. It also sets an example for them to follow. It's just as that old saying goes, that more is caught than taught. So are we setting an example of humility before our children? That is really something to pray about and to think about and just to seek the face of the Father to grow us in humility. It goes against the grain of our humanity. Truly it does. But Christ saved us and He wants to sanctify us to be more like Himself. And while we live in a very boastful society, we're reminded in Scripture that humility comes before honor. Humility honors God, and humility is actually a rare and beautiful character quality that brightly shines the light of Jesus in a dark world. When I talk to humble ladies who are giving God the glory and who are teachable and just demonstrating sweetness and humility in their conversation, they are beautiful ladies to me. It's such a rare gem to find a lady who carries herself with meekness and humility. And I think as the world becomes more prideful and more steeped in darkness and sin, these character qualities like humility will stand out even more. And truly, it is a beautiful thing. I mean, when you think about who you enjoy being around. Do you enjoy being around people who are always bragging about themselves? Or do you enjoy being around people who give God the glory and give others credit and who are teachable? So may we seek to be humble followers of Jesus and to teach and train our children to be humble before God and man. Well, I want to remind you again about the Back to Homeschool online conference getting started today and running all through this week. It is not too late to register, and you will receive lifetime access. So I hope you can click on the link in the show notes and register today. I am going to be watching this throughout the week, and I'm just excited to be able to learn from many speakers and their wisdom and their experiences, and just I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope that you can join in on this encouragement. And in closing, I want to leave you with this quote from Elizabeth Elliot. She said, "The world looks for happiness through self-assertion. The Christian knows that joy is found in self-abandonment. If a man will let himself be lost for my sake," Jesus said, "he will find his true self." So friends, may we be lost for the sake of Christ this week as we look to him, as we worship him and sacrifice for him in our homes and wherever he puts us. May we decrease so that he may increase. As always, I really appreciate you listening to this podcast, and may the Lord be with you until we meet again.